Basket of Beethoven by Susan Curry. Read by Art Mullen. Published in book form by FitzHenry and Whiteside. E-audio, published and produced by RMW Kids. Chapter 1. The supply room, of course, was the alien spaceship. Sam Gerritsen began to pull crates into the center of the room. He would pile them up and then balance the lawnmower and some of the tools on top to create the control panel.
Weech! Weech! Weech!
Each scraping crate sounded like alien weapons shooting in the distance. Sam's own panting breath added an interesting rhythm that tumbled and surged in gray-red streaks. Sam always noticed the way sounds looked. Sometimes, sounds almost drove him crazy. At last, the lawnmower teetered on top of the crates. Sam couldn't resist examining it. If he could figure out how it worked, maybe he'd be able to outwit the enemy before they returned. Sam bellowed,
"Beep!"
as he pushed the first button. The sound was startling in the silence of space. Better leave that button alone. It was sure to alert them wherever they were. The second control, when he grasped the lever and pulled sharply down, blurted out a blip, 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 so piercing and shrill that he ducked and waited for the slithering sleeth, sleeth of the alien's return. But nothing happened. So he tried the third control, the long string-like thing with the handle on the end of it. It screamed,
"Feet, feet, 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 feet."
Then suddenly the control board sprang to life, and one sound jumbled against the other.
"Feet, blip, blip, beep, feet, blip, feet."
It blasted a bizarre, otherworldly rhythm. Sam pounded an accompanying beat on the side of the lawnmower with a wrench. Suddenly,